Jerry Weber is the owner of Greenbuyer. Jerry, a warm welcome to you on our program.
Good day, Gerda, and good day to your listeners. And thank you once again for the opportunity.
Jerry, what is topsoil?
Topsoil is the uppermost layer of soil, and it's usually the top 5 to 10 inches in soil. It is normally the highest concentration of organic matter and microorganisms. Topsoil is where most of the Earth's biological activity occurs. Another definition of topsoil is it is weathered rock that has come into contact with living roots.
And what is topsoil composed of?
Topsoil is composed of minerals, organic matter, microorganisms, water and air. The different microorganisms are bacteria, fungi, protozoa, nematodes and arthropods. If I talk about microorganisms in regards to topsoil, I mean the 5 groups now mentioned.
Jerry, what keeps topsoil alive?
The simple answer is living roots. Topsoil is a living system that supports all forms of life, and we have to use farming management systems that build up topsoil. Please take note that water also plays an integral role in maintaining soil life, but we will address this later again in the talk.
How do we feed or build topsoil?
Yeah, the short answer again is living roots. This is, however, not a satisfactory answer. Building topsoil is a biological process and not a chemical one. Remember that in biology, multiplication and division give you the same answer. There are about 1 times 10 to the power of 9 to 11 microorganisms in a healthy teaspoon of living topsoil. It is also such a multitude of species that most of them have not been identified yet.
Jerry, what does any living organism need to multiply or grow?
For bacteria or microorganisms to grow, and it's like humans and any living species, we need food, they need air, this can either be carbon dioxide or oxygen, they need the correct temperature. You have bacteria in the Arctic and in the desert, so the temperature range at which some of these bacteria can grow varies a lot. And then fourthly, they need moisture. It can be either water or it can be damp, but they do need moisture to multiply. For the different microorganisms in topsoil, often one organism's waste is another organism's food source. The bacteria and fungi feed on the organic matter, and the root exudates, and this is the sugar that is excreted via a living root. The bacteria and fungi become food for the nematodes and protozoa and arthropods, and these again become food for a higher life source, like, for example, earthworms, moles, and birds. We have a carbon-based life. So all living organisms need carbon. And there are 2 sources of carbon for bacteria and fungi in the soil. One is organic matter, dead plant material or animal matter, or fecal matter and urine. The other source of carbon is root exudates. This again is a slimy liquid that is excreted on root tips. It is excreted as various sugars. This is a liquid carbon that is a product of photosynthesis. This is a much more stable carbon than that of organic matter. The problem with organic matter is that the final product, when it has finally broken down completely, you are left with water and carbon dioxide. So you cannot build soil carbon by adding compost or mulching. Compost or mulching has its advantages. It is a food source for the bacteria and the fungi, and they can multiply on the organic matter. It also helps with water retention. It also helps to increase the microbial life in the soil, and this has various other benefits that we will touch on later. Liquid carbon that is excreted via the root through photosynthesis builds soil carbons 5 to 30 times quicker than adding compost. This shows how vital a living root is for the health of topsoil.
Jerry, you speak about the living root. Does it help to have a diversity of plants?
Yes, Gerda, you are right. The bigger the diversity of plant species is above ground, the bigger your diversity of microorganism life will be below ground. The different root exudates that diversity of plants excrete ensure that various bacteria actually have a food source from those various sugars. So it is hugely important to not have a monoculture and to actually have a variety of species above ground. Each plant excretes different sugars, feeding different microorganisms. What these different microorganisms do is through enzymes and chemical excretions, like acids, for example. They make the minerals more bioavailable, firstly for themselves to survive, but secondly to the plant as well, as this is an important symbiosis between the plant root excretions and the various microorganisms. For the plant to get its basket of various elements and minerals and microelements to produce healthy, nutrient-dense food. Another very important part of a diversity of plant species, which is very important for the microorganisms below ground, is that what we call quorum sensing. We need a certain number of bacteria so that they can function properly. When enough bacteria are present, then the magic really starts. That is when the bacteria start building the soil aggregates around the roots to improve the mineral exchange between root and microorganisms, where the different mineral and water cycles function optimally. The interesting thing with quorum sensing is where the microorganisms can stimulate gene expression in the host plant or in the digestive tract in mammals. The gene expression is normally positive in regards to immune stimulation. Building carbon topsoil should be every farmer's aim. An increase in carbon content in the soil has a direct effect on the nutritional status of the plant, and this improves the health of both production animals and humans.
What role do animals play?
Farmers that have integrated animals on their hay meadows or even on their cash crop fields in their fruit orchards have increased their carbon sequestration in their soil. There's an example where a farmer put cattle on his hay meadow during spring to feed it as standing hay. He used ultra-high-density grazing as the grazing management system. He got double the number of bales off that field compared to the field that he mowed at during the same time rather than grazing it. The symbiosis of cattle and the felt and the root stimulation is undeniable. Animals stimulate root exudates and therefore stimulate bacterial growth in the topsoil.
Jerry, so how do we protect our topsoil?
Yes, it boils down again to the five principles of soil health. One is no soil disturbance, either mechanically or chemically. Pesticides and herbicides kill microorganisms. And secondly, then cover. We have to cover our topsoil with organic matter or with residue of some sort so that the topsoil is protected against sunlight and also wind. The problem with unprotected or uncovered topsoil, it gets hotter if there is no cover. The soil gets hotter and that is detrimental to the microbial life in the topsoil. Thirdly, water. Water is such a complex issue that we could most probably have a program on the importance of water alone. With healthy topsoil, what do we want to achieve? And this is directly related to a higher carbon content in the topsoil. We have to get better water penetration and better water retention in our soils. So it is crucial that we increase our carbon content in our soil. We mentioned that an increase in carbon is directly related to an increase in the soil biology. What is specifically important is the increase in mycorrhizal fungi. Mycorrhizal fungi becomes a network of fibers that are used as a transport mechanism for nutrients and specifically water. This will only happen once the quorum sensing has been achieved. We must reach a certain threshold of microorganisms to achieve this nutrient network. The mycorrhizal fungi is thinner than the root hairs, so it can penetrate cracks in the soil where roots cannot penetrate, and from these cracks it can transport water to the plant. Mycorrhizal fungi is what is destroyed when we use tillage, pesticides and herbicides, and even inorganic fertilizer. We are destroying our microorganisms' ability to help the plant survive, that again is crucial for the survival of the microorganisms in the soil. It is obvious how important healthy topsoil is, not only for the plant, but for all living forms of life. By adding inorganic nitrogen fertilizers to our cash crops, we block or stop the soil biology to do its work. The plant shuts down the excretions of root exudates, and therefore the full benefit of having living root in the soil. We will not build our soils with the current chemical agricultural system. Nothing and no one is an independent being. We are all interconnected and need each other for survival.
Jerry, what is the importance of all this?
There are two thoughts that I want to leave behind for today. Dr. James Blichnoot mentioned at the Landbou Weekblad Regenerative Agricultural Day in Rates that the west of the country will have to look at regenerative agriculture to become or remain profitable. So we have to change our farming methods. And secondly, Jay Fuhrer, a soil scientist, said, if you take out more carbon out of your soil than what you put in, your sons won't farm your land.
Jerry, where can you be contacted for further information?
Yeah, the people can contact me on either 082-824-7258, or they can email me at Jerry with a G, G-E-R-R-Y, @greenbio.co.za. Thank you.